The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ms. Simi. How are you, Ms. Simi?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to cut out some of the beginning of the show, a little intro, because we have a lot to talk about. We came off of a takeover weekend, so thank you to everybody who used the hashtag #CastTakeover this past Sunday night to share their commentary with color on NXT TakeOver. It was a great, great show, taking it back to some NXT days of old with the in-ring action. So without any further ado, we'll start with Damian Priest taking on Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship. Damian Priest defending the title, of course. Johnny hits a pair of super kicks. The one final beat, DDT, is blocked. Damian Priest hooks him up and gives him the reckoning. And Damian Priest retains the NXT North American title.
Woo! Downside, he didn't have the all-white outfit on. The bell.
Well, he probably didn't get it back from the cleaners in time.
Why won't you give me what I want, Damian Priest? All I wanted was the all-white outfit with the peekaboo thighs. Why couldn't you give me that? But you did give me a great match, which I enjoyed. But still, I was upset. Yeah, there was one point when, like, Damian Priest, like, launched Johnny at, like, the barricade, and I was like, ooh, that looks painful. Ooh, that looks so painful. I like this setup. I like it way better than the Thunderdome. It gives kind of, like a MMA kind of underground fight club type of vibe, and I really like it. Even though, like, the virtual audience, I don't know, they don't really add much, so I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I really like the cage and like the feel. The lighting of it was really cool because it's like a lot of focus is on just the ring. And so like it just, I don't know, it gives a different feel. I like the space for them.
Yeah, they debut the Capitol Wrestling Center, which is basically the performance center kind of set up like the Thunderdome, but kind of not like the Thunderdome. It's a little bit more gritty. Not as polished as the Thunderdome. So, yeah, I agree with you. I like the way it looks, too. I like that it's not so clean. It looks like it's, you know, fit to hold what NXT is, which is more of a wrestling show and not so much of the glitz and glamour that Raw and SmackDown is. So, I agree with you. I really like the new look of the Performance Center. Kushida versus Velveteen Dream was our next matchup. Purple Rainmaker hits, but the Dream's arm is too hurt to capitalize. Dream goes up top again, but Kushida runs up and jumps off the top with the hoverboard lock. The Dream gets to the ropes, but Kushida rolls over to the middle of the ring. Dream gets to his feet and goes for another Death Valley driver. He hits it, but Kushida doesn't let go. He rolls through back into the hoverboard lock, and Velveteen Dream has to tap.
Ha! Good. Tap. This was really good. So like I didn't see his entrance at first because I was distracted by something, and I was like, why is this man's hair so white? Like, did you dip your head in like freaking baby powder? And then I saw the gloves, I was like, oh, okay, he's Doc back from the future, because it didn't register to me. I was just like, what's happening with your head? I was very confused. I was like, are you on coke? Probably. What's going on? This was a really great match. I love me some Kushida. And not just because he's beating up a pedophile, but just in general. He's so good. Like, I love his submissions and the different way he puts them on. and just like how inventive he is and like his counters. He's so quick, and I loved it. It was really, really good. And I really liked the fact that he kept coming back for more. He was just like, oh, no, I haven't had enough of trying to break your arm. Mine. Came back like 4 times. They always ring the bell. They're like, stop. I'm like, ringing the bell is ineffective. They've already decided. They've already committed to this heinous act. They're not going to stop because there's a bell ring. But great match. Enjoyed it.
Furious Kushida jumps Velveteen Dream after the bell, puts him in the submission again. Officials break it up, but Kushida does it again. Once again, it's broken up, and Kushida storms back again. So he is just giving Velveteen Dream all kinds of blues, basically trying to get his arm out of the socket.
It made me happy.
Now that leads us to Santos Escobar defending the Cruiserweight Championship against Isaiah Swerve Scott. Santos hits the Three Amigos and goes up top but misses the Frog Splash. Scott disgustingly stomps on Escobar's arm. House call hits and he adds a 450 splash, but that only gets a 2 count. The fight goes on to the apron where Santos knocks Swerve back and he hits his head on the metal part of the turnbuckle. Swerve is out. Escobar then hits a double underhook face buster onto his knee to retain the Cruiserweight title.
Oof, this was a really, really good match. Again, I was just like, oh. Like, I figured Swerve wasn't going to win, but, like, there were moments where I was just like, oh, he might get it. Oh, he might get it. And then the interruption, and then the, I don't know, Adonis? Is that his name? Mm-hmm. The cute one with the vest. I was like, yeah, ooh. Who
came in and evened up the odds when Ligado del Fantasma tried to interfere.
Yes. I was just like, ooh, hello. I like you. I thought at first I thought they said Ashanti. I was like, Ashanti? That's not your name. But no, that's not his name. I was just like, ooh, fun. This is a really good match. I liked it a lot. That fog splash that he missed, ooh, that looks brutal. I was just like, ah.
I thought that this match was worthy of Clash of Champions. I thought they could have put that match on the card. Mm-hmm. And these boys showed why I thought that. They really showed out and in most people's eyes had the match of the night.
It was so good.
Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae, NXT Women's Championship match. Candice transitions to the Gargano Escape. Io makes it to the ropes. Candice holds until the count of four, and she accidentally hits the referee. Io then lands the air raid crash, and Candice gets her feet up on the moonsault, which sends Io into the referee, knocking him down again. Candice then hits the super dragon curb stomp, or what she calls the wicked stepsister, but there is no referee. Johnny runs out with the referee shirt, and he counts fast, but Io kicks out. Candice is sneakily given the title by Johnny and hits Io with it. She covers, and Io still kicks out at two. Johnny throws a fit outside the ring. Io takes Candice up top and hits the avalanche Spanish fly. She goes up and nails the over the moonsault, and Io Shirai retains the NXT women's title.
Yay! That Spanish fly looked so cool. I was just like, oh, shit. I really like Candice's Wicked Stepsister. I think it's like really brutal and good for like as a heel finisher or finishing move. So I really like that. Johnny Gargano, you're not Bayley. You can't just put on a shirt. You can't. You're not Bayley. You can't do it. That's why you were unsuccessful. See, when Bayley did it, Asuka ain't kick out. Guess who did? Io Shirai kicked out because you're not. You're ineffective, Johnny. So 2 times you were ineffective. Look at you. Good match. I enjoyed this match. And Io got all those moonsaults. I was very excited. So that was good. I enjoyed this match a lot. I really liked it. I was like, damn, 2 ref bumps? I'm like, I hope the refs get like a bonus every time they gotta take a bump because that could go bad. But oh, I enjoyed this match.
Could go bad in a lot of different ways. Io celebrates in the ring when Toni Storm appears on the screen to say it's good to see her. She congratulates her and wants everybody to know that she is back at NXT, and that's a warning for Io.
Dum dum dum. Oh. Fun. I don't think I was really watching when Toni was on here. but I've seen like her matches. So I was like, oh, she's really good. I like her. Mm. Her and her like backwards baseball cap.
Mm-hmm. Tony Storm.
Clearly you enjoyed her. Tony time.
Yes, Tony time. Miss Jupiter Julep with Sleep Dough and Madame Lizette. They all need to recognize that it's Tony time.
Oh, do they hate her?
Yeah, they have no time for Tony Storm.
Aw. I'm going to do my Google and see if I like her.
So now we go to the video package of the person who was supposed to be coming to NXT on the motorcycle. They enter the building. Io's still waiting in the ring. They unmask, and it's Ember Moon. She stares down Io, and both women share a wry little smile.
Nice! That's fun. And it's a swerve, because I really didn't expect it to be a lady. I thought it was going to be a dude. So, that's fun. And I liked her little shaved thighs. I'm like, that's cool. Her hair could use a little moisturizing, but that's fine. We'll get over it. I'm excited to see her back. So, yay! I was like, ooh, maybe this will be the feud that Io needs, because I don't like how they've been booking her during her title reign. So maybe it'll be like a kind of like a longer feud with them. It's not going to be just a one and done. I'm excited for this.
I thought that Ember Moon was going to be Bo Dallas.
I know.
She definitely caught up on that too, because she sent out a tweet. It's like, if you believe, anything can happen. So, yes, playing with my emotions, Smokey.
Oh.
But, yes, it's good to see Ember Moon come back. She was out 14 months due to an Achilles injury. So, very nasty injury. Same thing that Xavier Woods is going through
right
as well. So, a lot of people don't get to come back from those injuries. So, I know there was a lot of doubt in her mind about her coming back. She was able to, so we'll see what they have cooking between her and Io Shirai later on this fall and this winter. So that brings us to Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly for the NXT Championship. Kyle applies the heel hook and transitions to a more painful version of it. Finn slugs away at Kyle, but he doesn't let go. Finn finally gets free, but Kyle is up and Finn is not. Kyle goes for a kick when Finn gets up, but the champ crumbles down. The slight hesitation by Kyle lets Finn trip him up and hits a double foot stomp. Kyle is back up with a corner knee, a German suplex, but Finn rolls through into the double stomp. Finn then goes up and he hits the coup de grace to retain the NXT Championship.
Woo! Now this was my match of the night. God damn, these two were hitting each other hard. Holy shit. I was just like, wait, where did blood come from? Oh no. And then when he hit him in like the liver stuff and like he stumbled, I was just like, wait, is he for real hurt? Is this kayfabe? Is this storyline? Are you actually hurt? Kyle, talk to me. I was very worried. They were like hitting each other so hard. And I really like the quickness with which like that they both had. I really like the grappling. So that was fun. Everyone knows I love my flippy shit and the dive. But like the grappling and the submissions and like the kind of MMA style with them was also really, really awesome. Love this match. Ooh, Finn in that broken jaw. Ooh. Ooh, you could just tell. His mouth was full of blood. I was like, damn. Painful, but great match.
This was one of the best highlights and showcase matches that you'll see in a long, long time for a guy who was trying to get to the next level as a singles competitor, traditionally known as a tag team wrestler. Kyle O'Reilly looked great in this match. Even the point where he got kicked in the gut and the liver shot, it just added to the match.
Yeah.
Because now they actually had more of a story to work with. And Kyle was fighting deep down and, you know, trying to go blow for blow, strike for strike with Finn Balor. And he eventually did get Finn Balor. He ended up breaking his jaw in a couple of places. So that's the reason why Finn was bleeding from the mouth.
I had to rewind to see, like, where that happened, and I saw it with the kick, and I was like, eesh.
Yeah, so just a great, great main event. Great coming out party for Mr. Kyle O'Reilly. So after the match, Finn and his bloody lip help Kyle O'Reilly up, and they shake hands. It all goes wrong when they look outside the ring, and they see Ridge Holland carrying a battered Adam Cole. He dumps Adam Cole, and Undisputed Era rush out to check on him. Finn says he has no idea what happened to Adam Cole.
Well, why would he? He was fighting. Bobby Fish was like, what happened? Did you see anything? He was just like, no. I was like, why wouldn't he, Robert? He was fighting. He doesn't know anything. Oliver Twist came out of nowhere.
Adam Cole did not look good.
No.
He was pretty bruised up and beat down by Ridge Holland. And Ridge Holland is stepping up to a different stratosphere, mess with Adam Cole.
His shirt was all ripped open. I was just like, no, he looks so vulnerable. I don't like it. What's your problem, Oliver Twist? He's just trying to support his friend.
Your thoughts overall on TakeOver from this past Sunday?
I had a great time. Another Wang Dang Doodle. It was a great, great show. I really liked it. I liked all the matches on the card. Clearly, my favorite was the Finn and Kyle O'Reilly match. It was just, ooh, it was so good. It was hard-hitting, and it was fast, but not, like, too much. It didn't have too many spots, and I really liked the story that they were telling, especially with each of them deciding to isolate one body part. Like, Kyle kept going for that knee, and then once Finn got that kick to, got that liver kick, that's the part that he focused on. So I really liked that story of it, and they stole the shit out of those injuries. Really liked the EO and Candace match was pretty good. It was fast hitting. I liked a lot of the spots. I just I don't know, I just want a little bit more with like the character work with them, but we'll talk about it later. But it was good. Like that one. Like the Santos Escobar and Swerve Scott, that was my favorite, my second favorite match. Really, really loved it. I want to see them have one more fight and for Swerve to get it, to like get the championship this time. But I'm intrigued about what Adonis is going to do. The Kushida Velveteen Dream match was also really good. So it was a really good card. I really enjoyed this.
All right. Glad that you enjoyed the takeover. I thought it was very fun night of wrestling and some very strong performances, some really good matches. So one more time for NXT TakeOver. That brings us to NXT television. And we start off with Kushida versus Tommaso Ciampa. These two were fighting backstage, and we get a match booked because of it. So Kushida starts stomping on Ciampa's back and neck. We get a hoverboard lock, but here comes the Velveteen Dream. He hits an axe handle to the back of Kushida, and that's a disqualification. Kushida recovers and sends Velveteen Dream packing, sending him scurrying to the back. So Velveteen Dream, I thought, was going to be off of TV for at least a month after his arm got yanked out of the socket. But no, he's back doing dastardly deeds to Kushida, costing him matches.
Still got his ass kicked, though. Got thrown over that barricade. Ha-ha.
Kushida versus Ciampa was actually pretty strong.
Yeah, it was. I was just like, okay, so maybe this is a feud I can get behind. Maybe you're not so purposeless, Ciampa, because I was like, why are you here? I was like, why are you here? You don't got no purpose. Why are you here? So I enjoyed this match. So I was just like, okay, maybe a feud between them could be a little thing. I like me vicious Kushida. It pleases me.
Ember Moon, she's in the ring to cut a promo. She says that she's happy to be back after 14 months. While away, she's discovered Ember's Law. She admits that it's corny, which means nobody will get in her way of doing what she wants. She wants gold. Io Shirai interrupts before she can speak. Rhea Ripley's music hits, and she joins the party. She says something about Ember in a title shot, but is hit from behind by Raquel Gonzalez. She and Dakota jump Rhea until Ember comes over to help. Io watches from the ring, officials separated, and William Regal says our main event is Ember and Rhea versus Dakota and Raquel.
I really love the fact that, like, Io, when she saw this, you saw that they start. She was just like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to stand over here with my championship because this is really none of my business, and I'm going to let you guys beat each other up. She just looked at them. Ah, Ember Moon with this promo. She just, oh. She was just like, I'm surprised they gave me a match. And I'm like, well, I mean, you've never said anything controversial or anything to like warrant that kind of comment, but like her mic skills are not, oh, they're not there. Cause like the whole, like, I don't know. I was not feeling the promo. I really wanted to like be like, yeah. Cause like when she showed up on Takeover, I was really excited. And I'm really excited that she's back in that, because she's a great wrestler, but the promo, I need the mic work to just pick up to where the wrestling is, because it wasn't, I'm like, you've had 14 months. Come on. Why is this so bad?
Ooh. Yeah, some people just don't get comfortable with doing the promo part. They just don't pick it up. They can't get that charisma to shine through.
Maybe if she had just like not done the Ember's Law thing, or even like just I don't know if they're trying to have her be like either babyface, or like she's a heel now, or like a tweener, or like just on my own like badass kind of thing. And I thought it was gonna be like, yeah, I'm here to take the gold, blah blah blah, but it was like the promo didn't translate that. Mm-hmm. You know, she kind of looked like a plucky, like, ooh, I'm here, I want the gold. And I'm like, I don't, this isn't the character you're trying to portray, and this promo that you're doing, they're not connecting. Mm-hmm. Like two ships in the night. They're just passing each other. It's not, I need them to come together somehow. Somebody help her.
Earlier in the day, Drake Maverick arrived and said that he and Killian Dane have been discussing their tag team ideas. An annoyed Killian Dane comes over to say they're not a team. Drake says they have a match against Everrise tonight, and a frustrated Dane storms off. Backstage, Io admits that she didn't help in the brawl because that's not her problem. The NXT Women's title is her problem.
I love that. That makes me real happy. She's like, I don't care about the brawling until it affects me. Does it affect me? No, then I don't care. Die. I really like that. Last week I said I used to feel bad for Drake Maverick, and I was like, Killian Dane, what's your problem? You know what? I understand now, Killian Dane. The fuck is your problem, Drake Maverick? Stop. The man doesn't like you. Do you not? Why do you not have... Read the room. I'm sorry, Killian Dane. This is my apology to you. I get it now.
Oh, man. The Undisputed Era. They're speaking backstage. Kyle says he didn't get the job done, but his friends put him over for his performance. They focus on Ridge Holland. He broke Adam's ribs, and they don't know why he did it, but he's a dead man.
Again, the heel pills, they took him today. Oh, poor Adam Cole with that black guy. I was like, oh, poor baby. Look at him. He's so hurt. Somebody give him soup. Help him heal.
Drake Maverick and Killian Dane, they take on Everrise. Dane breaks up a pin and gets called a fat bozo, which angers him. He shoves his opponent. He drags Drake to the corner and forces a tag. Dane destroys Everrise and then hits a crossbody blocks and senton. Drake tags himself in and they argue, leading to a roll-up. Dane then pump kicks Everrise number one, then power slams Drake onto him, giving Drake the win.
Drake Maverick. This song, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you, Drake. Let it go. And I said you were going to get punched again. What happened? You got knocked the fuck out. Again, my sympathy for you has run out. I would have just left him in the ring. Because if I told you once I don't like you, don't come to me again. And if I told you twice I don't like you, the third time, there's not going to be a third time. I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to leave you in the ring and I'm going to walk away because this is your problem. I've told you these. Don't make me repeat myself. They love doing this, like, odd couple, like, tag team thing. Mm. I noticed a lot in WWE. This one is not really working for me, back to say. Just, no, not working for me. It's probably because of the lack of boundaries. This one doesn't work for me. Like, Kane and Daniel Bryan, I liked it. That worked. That was fun. But this one, not a fan.
Drake wants to dance after the bell, but Killian Dane knocks him out instead, but he carries him to the back this time. So at least we know he's safe.
I wouldn't care about your safety. Because I told you.
Just a reminder that it's Tony time. As a Tony Storm vignette airs, she talks about how she won the Mae Young Classic and the NXT Women's title, but nobody talks about her anymore. She says that's about to change. This is Tony. This Tony Storm is nothing like we've seen before.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
Fun.
Yeah.
She was the one that used to wear, like, the shoulder pad, right? Like, the little crop top shoulder pad and, like, the backwards hat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see some. I like her. And she's cute.
She had the Nelly, the eye black.
Yeah. Oh, she seems fun and cool.
I'm glad you.
Why don't you like her, GoCast?
I'm glad you're on board. Glad you're on board.
I like her. Aw. Nice to see her back here. Let's see what she's gonna do.
While walking their dog, the Gargano say that takeover went terribly and they deserve rematches. They might need to focus on something new. As they get home, Candace spots a brand new 65-inch TV from Indy Hardwell. Johnny hears Indy's name and disses her, but then when he sees the TV, he praises her.
See, this is how I know Johnny would not survive in this game movie. You don't just bring freaking Stranger Danger objects into your home, okay? That's what happened in the freaking Trojan War. They let a freaking horse in there and their city burned. Don't do that. Read your mythology.
This was actually pretty cool because it gives Indy Hartwell a little bit of focus. Mm-hmm. Shows how,
yeah, and I like her.
Yeah, shows how, you know, how quick Johnny is to jump in and off of people's personal bandwagons.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn it. Just jump in. Any bandwagon you see, just whoop, happen.
Austin Theory versus the newly signed Leon Ruff. Leon gets a quick roll up for a two count, but then he gets run over. Austin Theory hits the ATL, and Austin Theory gets the win.
Yeah, sure. Glad to see Leon Ruff is being signed, though.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah, always good to see more talent coming to the Performance Center.
And he tweeted, like, a cute little post because, like, I don't know, like, a while ago, I think Montez Ford tweeted about, you know, Bianca being in the love of his life. And he was just like, imagine, his house goes. And then he retweeted and was just like, I don't have to imagine anymore with, like, a picture of Asia. And I was like, oh, love, this is so cute. And then she retweeted and was like, I'm going to marry him one. And I'm like, oh, this is adorable. I'm one of those people who likes the, like, how it started, how it's going trend that all the single people hate. I'm like, I'm single, but I love it. Show me your love. It was very cute. I enjoyed it.
Austin Theory cuts promo. He says that he's the future of NXT. He says there's nothing anyone, including Adam Cole, can do about it. He says he'll put anyone in their place now when it's interrupted by Dexter Lumis. So that leads us to Austin Theory versus Dexter Lumis. Theory stops him in his tracks with a drop kick, but Dexter Lumis is up first. Theory has no idea how to deal with this. Lumis catches him as he tries to escape. Lumis hits the Iranagi and applies the Endokana Vice, and Dexter Lumis is your winner.
Sure. I was like, well, that's not really fair. He just had a fight, but fine, I guess. like, okay, Loomis, I still don't know anything about you. Except that you just have this long stare. That's all I got. I need something. Who are you? Still don't know.
Dexter Loomis has the celebration cut short by Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes shows up and he hits the cave in. He tells Loomis to answer questions when he asks him the next time.
I love him. Just came out in his jeans and just beat somebody up and then just started going, Cameron Grimes, go to the moon. Just sauntered off. Oh, he makes me happy.
Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez are interviewed backstage about attacking Rhea. Dakota says Rhea got in their business last week. Raquel says she'll deal with Rhea once and for all. While Dakota says Ember must get in line behind her. So backstage, Cameron Grimes says you don't mess with him and that he's going to the moon.
He brings me joy.
A video package airs to recap the Finn Balor, Kyle O'Reilly match from TakeOver. They both ended up in the hospital. As I stated, Finn has two fractures in his jaw. Kyle O'Reilly had some, internal bruising. So both men the worse for wear after Sunday's matches. Earlier in the day, Ridge Holland is asked why he attacked Adam Cole. He arrived in a Mercedes and said that he didn't have it last week, but now he does. He says that's what beating up Adam Cole does for you. I wonder if he's got a sponsor. A beneficiary.
Maybe.
Run a superstar profile on Damian Priest. He gets interviewed and says that anyone who wants a title can get a reckoning. So now it's Danny Burch versus Rich Holland. Burch comes out firing and he holds nothing back with his strikes. Holland is quickly back up after E-Strike, and then he hits a few big moves, capped by the Northern Grit, and Ridge Holland is your winner. So there's a big brawl afterwards because Ridge Holland is like, oh, he not done. So he's going to beat down Danny Burch some more, so that means Oney Lorcan's going to come out and help his friend. So Oney Lorcan and Ridge Holland get into it, and there's one dive by Oney, and they separate them and get everybody, apart, and Ridge Holland goes after Oney again, beats him down in the ring. They finally get everything separated. It looks like, Ridge Holland's going to go to the back. When no, Oney Lorcan comes off again with another dive, but this time things don't go as good because Ridge Holland, dislocated an ankle, blew out his patella tendon in his knee, and did
a
couple of other things to his leg. Yeah, so he had surgery, and he's going to be out for a minute.
Oof. Yeah, this was a good brawl until I was like, oh, he's really hurt. How did all that happen? And that, did he just, I think he landed on it wrong?
Yep.
Or something. Jesus. Because I saw his leg kind of twist, but it didn't seem that bad until I saw the ref like throw up the X, and I was like, oh shit. Oh. That's so many things to happen. So just the one leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Oh god.
Yep. So,
that's awful.
So as always, card subject to change. So all that stuff we thought we were going to have with Ridge Holland and Adam Cole, well, back to the drawing board, baby. All
right. Oh.
So, oof. Speedy recovery for Ridge Holland, though.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, that sucks. Oh, that's the worst. But, you're here for, the really big push, and then all of a sudden, stopped it. Oh, that sucks.
Sounds very Tegan Knox-like to me.
Yeah. It sounds very when freaking Oksana injured Naomi's eye. Remember that she had to walk around with a glittery ass eye patch? She was getting pushed really far at that time too. Oh, that sucks. Hope he gets better soon.
At the Gargano household, Johnny set up the TV. There is a USB included. The video showcases the Women's Battle Royal from a few weeks ago and has a spotlight on Indy Hartwell continually saving Candice from elimination throughout the match.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Looks maybe like this will have them be like a tag team thing. Maybe have like Shayna and Nia come and like, you know, do something. Because, like, I mean, Candice keeps talking about, like, I mean, here, I'm going to take over. It's like, but you keep losing, baby. So maybe something got to happen. Something has to change. Maybe this will be it.
It's time for Thatch's Thatch Can. He's basically doing his normal torturing people. He's talking about how life grounds you down until you quit.
See, I thought the students were finally safe because he was like pulling out, you know, whiteboards and shit. And I'm like, nope. Like, back to the torture.
They do a recap of Ridge Holland getting hurt. They show him getting put on the stretcher and carried out of there. So, again, good luck and speedy recovery to Ridge Holland.
Oh, good luck, Oliver Twist. Oh, that sucks.
Shotzi Blackheart took on Xia Li.
Xia Li trying to fight back, a couple of right hands, and staggering Blackheart for the moment. There's that striking ability of Xia Li.
Yeah, we're talking about Xia Li. She's really not been herself in recent weeks. Been a real sore loser, lacking sportsmanship. Maybe she gets back on a winning streak here today.
I'm starting to focus in on Blackheart. And again, Xia Li, look at the strong knees, the strong striking ability. Trying to rattle. Nice kick to the midsection as well. And this is what you're kind of hinting to. Wait.
Yeah, this is impressive from Xia Li. We know how good she is. We know she's in form at the moment. But Xia Li on top in this one, taking out apparently one of the best here. She's still a weirdo in Shotzi, but she's absolutely one of my favorite superstars in the women's division.
Shotzi Blackheart again has to get out of that corner. And Beth, you've been on the wrong end of strikes from Xia Li.
I've been in the ring with both of these young ladies, and it just goes to show you the talent pool of the female division continues to raise the bar each and every time. Both of these young ladies throwing caution to the wind as they climb up to the top rope.
How about that?
High risk.
How about that bar being raised with the return of Ember Moon to the women's division? Moon will be in action. Tag team main event still to come, but right now Blackheart looking for a place to plant Xia Li off the top rope, and now Blackheart.
Oh, we've seen this before.
Going up and down right onto Xia Li. What a senton from the top into the cover, and Shotzi Blackheart picks up the win.
Here is your winner, Shotzi Blackheart.
What a victory. Man, I mean, you said it, Wade. I'm going to bring it back. Starting to gain respect in the women's division, Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah, absolutely. As weeks go by, she is climbing the rankings. What a performance from her tonight. I've got to say, I cannot wait for Halloween Havoc at the end of this month.
Wait a minute. That's Boa.
NXT's standout.
I was like, who is this man? What's this letter? Why are you going with it? Who's this? What's going on? Who's that? That was literally my whole thing. I was like, who is it? What's going on? Hey, tell me. Tell me about the letter. Xia, come back. Tell me. That was like my whole thing. I was like, who is this man? What? Who? Where is he regularly on? Is he on like a 305 Live or something?
No, he's one of the people who's been in the Performance Center for a while, so I think he's one of the newer trainees that are coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's just getting a spot.
Cool. Yo, Shotzi decorated her like tank like all Halloween themed, and I was like, ooh, spooky. I liked it.
Speaking
of, I also like this match.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was quick, but it was good.
Yeah, I love me some Shotzi.
Shotzi Blackheart was on the commercial for Halloween Havoc. They're bringing
it back. Scared the shit out of me when she popped up. I was like, ah.
In a couple of weeks, on the 28th, they're going to have NXT themed as Halloween Havoc. So they got a lot to live up to.
Ooh, fun. Ooh, I want to see somebody get hit in the head with Jack Lantern. That'd be fun. Halloween.
So that comes to our main event, Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez versus Ember Moon and Rhea Ripley. Ember catches Dakota Kai with the pop-up powerbomb. Raquel cuts her off up top, and Rhea gets her on her shoulders. Dakota Kai kicks Rhea, sending both Rhea and Raquel into the announce table, over the announce table. Ember then beats Dakota Kai with the Eclipse, so Rhea Ripley and Ember Moon are your winners.
Yo, the Eclipse is still one of the, like, the coolest finishers ever, and I'm like, oh, it's so smooth. I love it. Raquel Gonzalez dresses like a 2000s pop star, and I love it. That little pleather, little halter, her hair was like in a bun, but like crimped. I was just like, yes, you better look like you're performing on the 2000 VMAs. I love it. I really love this gear choice, and I want her to continue. I want freaking Raquel and Dakota to win things. They're supposed to be badass heels taking over the women's division, and they keep losing. I hate it. I want them to win things, to like be like, yeah, we are here, we are taking over, because they're really good. I think they can be really dominant. Dakota always puts on a good match. I want them to win so we can back up the shit talking, because you can't shit talk if you always lose. I hate it. Let her win things and be a dominant heel in this damn division. Darn it. That was my rant. It was a great match, though. But I just want her to stop losing, because I really, really like Dakota and this cute pink gear that she has. But damn it, she keeps losing, and I hate it. It's like with the Bray Wyatt. He does all this like creepy do shit, but then he always loses. What the hell? Stop. Let her win.
Yeah, it's no fun. It takes the intrigue out of things when your faves never win the big match.
Yeah. Because then it's just like, what's the point? Especially if they're like a shit-talking like character, which she like kind of, because she's just like, it's all about me. I'm here to win. I'm doing something different. The whole point of her turning heel was, sure, to show Tegan that you're a bad friend and this is what happens to bad friends, but also to be like, I'm doing something different so I can take over the division like I deserve. But she keeps losing. I hate it. Stop it. Let her win. Even if it's just squash matches.
So your overall thoughts on this week's edition of NXT? What'd you feel?
Rant aside, really good show. I had a good time, but it was just that just annoyed me. But the main event was really good. It's really, really, really good to see Ember Moon back. She looked great as ever. She doesn't look like she lost any like ring rust or anything. I really liked her dives and all that stuff. It just, you know, when people are hurt before and they do dangerous things, it just makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, no, dive. But she looked really good in the ring. So I still want to see Rhea and Raquel fight some more, because I think they have good chemistry together. So I like seeing them fight. So I really like that. Loved Cameron Grimes just coming here to just, you know, beat people up and then talk his shit. That's great. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this, like, Adam Cole thing, because now it's, like, swerved into a new direction. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what's going to happen there, and what's also going to happen with what Kyle is going to do now, since he, like, lost the big match. Is he still going to go with the singles forever? But really good show. Really enjoyed it. So excited for next week.
I thought it was a very, very good show as well. Definitely good to see Ember Moon back in action after such a long layoff. Fortunate that Ridge Holland got hurt, that we don't get a chance to see what they had in store for him. Good job of recapping the championship match from TakeOver. you know, still keeping both guys fresh, even though they weren't on the show to have a promo or anything like that. Like the Gargano little thing showcasing Indy Hartwell, giving her something to look forward to with her. And like you said, Shotzi Blackheart versus Aya Lee. Short match, but fun match.
Yeah.
And I guess they're kind of trying to figure out what they want to do with Shotzi Blackheart. She's kind of in a holding pattern right now. But eventually, I guess, you know, she'll break out. Kushida, the new and improved Kushida, like the aggressiveness, like the match he had with Ciampa. Too bad it got cut short by Velveteen Dream. Maybe it'll be something they can revisit at a later date and we can get a full match and a good winner, because I thought that they were really starting to turn it up. And congratulations once again to Leon Ruff for signing officially with NXT. And so, you know, now they got a household with two people making WWE money. Good to see it.
Yeah. Good. I thought it was smart to, like, kind of have the Ciampa and Kushida ended the DQ, because it still makes them both look strong and it continues kind of the feud with, like, all three of them. So that's fun. Maybe we can have Shotzi versus Ember Moon. That'll be a great match. Dangerous, because we know how Shotzi be, and we know Ember loves also the butt. Maybe that can be kind of a thing. Maybe they can be kind of competing to take on Io or something.
Yeah, number one contender. So,
yeah, so interesting.
All right.
And often, yeah, the Indy and Candice thing, maybe they can be a little tag team.
Yeah, we need tag teams for Shayna and Nia to you know, wrestle and, you know, legitimize those tag team titles. Bad the Riot Squad couldn't,
I know.
Hold up their end the other night. They got destroyed.
Did they?
Yeah, poor Ruby Riott. She had to tap out.
Well, at least Liv didn't eat the pen. I love her. I love little Liv Morgan. I do. Little Jersey girl.
Well, at this time,
I miss Kaden and Casey.
They were not. Well, I mean, you know, they got to let them cool off a little bit. They were on there like 3 weeks in a row.
I guess. I just like seeing them.
So this time I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Oh, random question. So on the NXT TakeOver, when they kept panning to the announcers table, who was that random third lady? Because it's not Beth Phoenix. She has too much melanin to be Beth Phoenix. Who was that?
I don't know who that lady was. I couldn't get a good look. I couldn't get a good look at her. She had her mask on several times, but they did show her. So I don't know who it was. I think it was just somebody to fill in so it would be three people at the
table. So is that like just commenting from home? Like a Zoom call meeting? Okay.
Yeah.
Because they kept, I'm just like, that is not Beth Phoenix. Who is this melanated woman?
She got kids, so, you know.
Oh, that's true. And Edge is still out. Mm-hmm. Oh. Because at one time she had kind of purple hair. It kind of reminded me of NXT Sasha. She still had the reddish maroon purple hair.
Right.
I was like, who is this woman? Who are you, lady? I just needed to know. Okay. At least I wasn't the only one that was like, who is this mystery lady? I didn't understand. Okay. Anyway, shout out to you, Don, as always. And shout out to the whole CSPN family. Always good to catch up on the wrestling on my way to work, because that's what I do. I listen to the show on my way to work. And shout out to you guys in the hashtag. Always fun to watch your commentary and just like retweet all your little videos. Y'all are hilarious. Shout out to Kaden. I know she wasn't on there, but I know she looks good. So shout out to you, Kaden, just because. For fun.
Thank you, Miss Simi, for joining me once again for the NXT cast. Remember that the NXT cast is part of the WrestleCast. You subscribe to the NXT cast through the WrestleCast feed. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast - the CSPN. Just subscribe to the logo that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll get the NXT cast each and every week in your podcast feed and all your major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. Give a big shout out to everybody who joined us for the live tweet, NXT cast. Thank you so much. Also for the Cast Takeover on this past Sunday. I think everybody enjoyed the show. It was a lot of good tweets, fun tweets. So please go back.
Did I win?
Who you got? I did not take score. Sorry.
Darn it.
I'll have to do that next time. Next time.
I'm going to go with that one. Just because.
Yeah, there you go.
Just because you can't prove I did.
If you want to hear more of Miss Simi and I and our thoughts on AEW, please become a patron. Subscribe over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. There we talk about AEW. You'll also hear random thoughts and conversations about Miss Simi's thoughts about SmackDown and Mustafa Ali and Retribution. You'll also hear Mo to the underscore Reese this week as we had some candid conversations about a couple of topics in the wrestling business as well. So please become a subscriber over on patreon.com/CSPN Media. Listen to the dark match, get more content over there on the Patreon page. Again, a big shout out to Miss Didi Jonet, Greg Sam, Miss Jates the Max, Moted underscore Reese, Mr. Anwar Starwin, Mo and Anwar helped me record the Rawcast and Cast of Strong Style respectively. We also had some help on Cast of Strong Style with Terry's Boy as we review nights 5 through 8 of the G1. So please check that out. Also, the new episode of The Push. So there's a lot of content here underneath the WrestleCast banner for you to check out. Please listen, support the podcast. And so for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye. See you on the hashtag.
Damian Priest, I want to get into your victory over Johnny Gargano from TakeOver, but I'm sure you have comments on the event of your after party, so let's get to that first.
Mackenzie, I feel like you know me all too well these days. Yeah, the party was great. We had great drinks, great people, great music. It was good times. Now going into TakeOver, you heard me talk about my ring. You know you've heard me talk about my name living forever. Cool. But those aren't just phrases. They're not empty words. At TakeOver 31, I burned Johnny's name into this championship. So now I ask you, Mackenzie, who's the next man up?
I'm sure there are a lot of men on the roster that want that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And if they want it, they can get it. And if they want this,